Now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times, some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. Paul, writing to Timothy, tells him that the Holy Spirit tells us clearly, and this is back then, but also to us today, that in the last times, some will turn away from the faith. Well, not just the faith, the true faith, he says. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. He goes on to say, these people are hypocrites and liars, and their consciences are dead. Such strong words there from Paul. But this is the truth, that people will turn away from the faith following deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. You know, just because we become Christians, it doesn't mean that we are immune to the devil and the demons coming after us, trying to turn us away from our faith. And we battle that. It is a spiritual battle that rages around us. And there's nothing more than the devil wants than for us to turn away from proclaiming Jesus as Lord. There's a battle that is there that we need to be consciously aware of, especially when we can't become a new Christian, and for those new Christians around us as they're working out their faith. See it so many times, so many people going through doubts and battles, and we have to be there for those people to help them to understand what is happening. And also, if we are going through that, is to go seek out some elder Christians who are knowledgeable in the faith to help us to get through this time. Because this isn't something that, you know, Christians just say and you don't really believe. It's something that we have to take really seriously, because, you know, Paul is warning and reminding Timothy of these things and warning us today. And this comes, as Paul says, from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit tells us clearly this is what is going to happen in these last days before Christ returns. Quite scary. But we can't become Christian and think that everything is now perfect, as I said before, and okay, and that's it. That's not. It's a lifelong battle. It's a lifelong service to God. And when you're trying to do good, the devil will come against you many, many times, stirring things up, stirring other people up, trying to stop what we are doing. And we have to be aware of that. But we can put those safety measures in place by knowing our scriptures, by praying to God, by fasting, in Ephesians, putting on the armour of God daily to defend ourselves against these attacks. But as Paul says, those people who go away from the faith, they start to come in, they are hypocrites and liars, and their consciences are dead. They, you know, they might be coming for the wrong reasons as well, and fully not embracing who Jesus is. Once we fully embrace who Jesus is, and we have to make this distinction, fully commit our lives to him, and the Holy Spirit comes into us, our salvation is assured. What Paul is talking about is those Christians who are first coming to faith, inquiring about the faith, you know, fully not committed, yet given everything over to Christ. But once we have, then we're not going to turn away from faith, but we still have the devil battling against us, and we have to be very careful and aware of that, and for those others. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for those who are raging in this battle, when the devil tries to turn them away through demons and deceptive spirits. We pray for them. May they stay strong and stand firm. Amen.